With your local sports update, I'm A.J. Brammer. In high school softball action today, Breckenridge County faces Logan, West Virginia at 8 a.m. and Harbor Creek, Pennsylvania at 4 p.m. Central Hardin faces Madison Central at 11. Grayson County hosts Russellville at 1 and 2:30. North Hardin plays Bourbon County at 2, and Elizabethtown hosts Hickman County at 4:30. In high school baseball action Wednesday, Central Hardin beat Allen County, Scottsville 12-2 and beat Madisonville, North Hopkins 20-8. Meade County defeated Calaver County 8-7. Elizabethtown fell to Cumberland County 5-2 and took down Allen County, Scottsville 11-0. Grayson County fell to Priceville, Alabama 9-7, and Nelson County beat Nicholas County 24-0. Area baseball action today will see Hart County at Barnstown at 9:30 a.m., Elizabethtown versus Madisonville, North Hopkins at noon, LaRue County versus North Hardin at noon, Hart County versus Thomas Nelson at 1, LaRue County versus Danville at 2, Breckenridge County versus Glasgow at 2, and Wayne County at 4, Central Hardin at Greene County at 5, Meade County versus Butler at 6, and Nelson County versus Crestview, Florida at 6. While most of the attention is on this weekend's Final Four, another postseason tournament will play its championship game this evening. The men's NIT championship will see the Indiana State Sycamores and the Seton Hall Pirates square off at Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Seton Hall is in the NIT Finals for the first time since 1953, reaching the finals after beating Georgia 84-67. Indiana State advances to its first postseason tournament championship game since reaching the national championship with Larry Bird in 1979, beating Utah 100-90. The Pirates and Sycamores were both number one seeds in the NIT after getting snubbed by the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee. The St. Louis Cardinals couldn't quite get the bats going enough Wednesday as they fell to the San Diego Padres 3-2. Ivan Herrera went 2-for-4 while Nolan Arenado knocked in an RBI, with the Cardinals batters combining for 6 total hits. Zach Thompson got tagged with a loss after allowing 3 runs over 5 innings, striking out 5. The Cardinals return home to Busch Stadium this afternoon as they host the Miami Marlins. Meanwhile, the Cincinnati Reds earned a series victory over the Philadelphia Phillies Wednesday as they picked up a 4-1 win. Christian Encarnacion Strand knocked in 2 runs as the Reds combined for 6 total hits. Frankie Montes earned the win after going 5 2/3 innings, allowing 1 run and striking out 5. Alexis Diaz struck out 2 in the 9th to earn the save. The Reds are off today before hosting the New York Mets at Great American Ballpark tomorrow evening. With sports, I'm A.J. Brammer. Thanks for tuning in.